USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrat ex-Congressman Robert O'Rourke officially kicked off his presidential campaign today in his native El Paso, telling supporters the challenges before them are the greatest of their lifetime.
An economy that works too well for too few and not at all for too many more. A healthcare system where millions are unable to see a doctor or be well enough to live to their full potential. And the last best hope of averting the catastrophe that will follow additional climate change fading before our very inaction.
O'Rourke had already visited 9 states since joining the race on March 14th. Meanwhile, Mexico says it will not be intimidated by threats from President Donald Trump, who insists our southern neighbor halt new groups of migrants heading to the border, or he may close the border this coming week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democrats want the Justice Department to turn over the special counsel Robert Mueller full report by April 2nd. Attorney General William Barr says it may not be ready until mid-April. Democratic Congressman from Maryland, Ramey Raskin, tells CNN they may have to go to court.
We gave him a hard deadline of April the 2nd, which was extremely liberal and permissive if you look at the history of independent counsel, special counsel reports being turned over. He had more time than anybody. He had enough time overnight to determine as a matter of law that the president was not guilty of obstruction of justice. How long is it going to take him just to turn over the report and send us all of the supporting materials?
The South Korean president will meet with President Trump at the White House April 11th. GOP Congressman Ted Yoho on CNN was asked if South Korea will press the president to reduce sanctions on the North.
The president Moon will come over here. They'll try to work that out. They've had waivers where they can do humanitarian and some economic development in the Kaesong Industrial Park. President Trump did pull back on those sanctions.
Sanctions are also hurting South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A bill in Georgia further restricting abortions is one step closer to becoming a law. USA's Tim Berg has more.
A heartbeat bill in Georgia heads to the desk of Governor Brian Kemp, who has said he will sign the law. House Bill 481 would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is around 6 weeks. And regarding that heartbeat, Executive Director of the Georgia Life Alliance, Josh Edmonds, tells CNN.
And the science says that between 6 and 8 weeks, the chances of a miscarriage when the heartbeat is detectable goes down significantly. That the chances of carrying your pregnancy successfully to term are about 98% successful between 6 and 8 weeks when there's a detectable heartbeat.
The governor has vowed to sign the bill. The legislation makes exceptions in the case of rape and incest, but only when the woman files a police report first. In this week's Democratic address, Senator Tina Smith talks about the need for Congress to tackle climate change.
Unfortunately, too many Republicans in Washington right now, and particularly our current president, refuse to accept these facts. We can't respond to this crisis until both parties acknowledge that we have a crisis. So recently, Democrats asked for a bipartisan special committee on the climate. When Republicans refused, we forged ahead by appointing 10 Democratic members to Senate Democrats' Special Committee on Climate Change. And I'm very happy to be one of the senators.
This past week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said climate change is a pillar of House Democrats' legislative agenda in the new Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.